Hi, this is Jeff Cavins, and it's the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve, and I was thinking about that famous song, The 12 Days of Christmas, which was actually a song written in England as one of the catechism songs to help young Catholics learn the tenets of their faith. It was kind of a memory aid, and I wanted to give you the meaning of the 12 Days of Christmas. The partridge in the pear tree really stands for Jesus as a mother partridge who feigns injury to decoy predators from her helpless nestlings, kind of like Jesus' sadness over the fate of Jerusalem. And then you move on to the two turtle doves, which stands for the Old and New Testaments. Three French hens were faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues. Four calling birds, the four gospels, or the four evangelists. Five golden rings, the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. Six geese a-laying, stands for the 6 days of creation. Seven swans a-swimming, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, or the seven sacraments. Eight maids a-milking, stands for the eight Beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. 10 lords a-leaping, the 10 commandments. 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful apostles. And 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. So this was used as a way of teaching young Catholics their faith at a time where really it was illegal to be a Catholic. And I think it's just it's a great song. It's a great catechetical song. And now it's just a regular Christmas song. But for us as Catholics, it really has deep meaning. Go ahead and retweet this and share it with your friends. Might bring a little bit deeper meaning to Christmas this year. The origin of the 12 days of Christmas. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.